Hour number two of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas taking you through a Monday. Having some fun here. Lots of sunshine outside the studio. Hopefully all of you out there listening are taking advantage of that. One guy I know for sure who is probably taking advantage of it is on the line with us right now, our good buddy Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians, and his appearances are brought to you by Avon Brewing Company. Joel, how are you?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me today. How are you guys?
Lovely. Just wonderful. Avon Brewing Company, we mentioned, responsible for you appearing on this show. You haven't been there yet. We talked about these guys in our opening segment. I'm not sure if you're a big fan of Christmas beers in July. I was on the fence before. I was sold when I had Avon Brewing Company's Miracle in July. It is absolutely fantastic. You a big drinker, Joel?
I might have to try that. That sounds amazing. And I'm all for any excuse to have that kind of stuff in July. I'm good. That sounds awesome.
It's really good stuff. You won't go wrong. I never steer you in the wrong direction.
No,
you know that.
No, sir.
Well, obviously a tough weekend in Oakland, hoping for a little bit of a rebound in San Francisco, a series that begins tonight for the Tribe. This weekend is a big one, though. The Toronto Blue Jays come to town, Tribe's back home for the first time in nearly 2 weeks, but you're going to have two rock and blast fireworks shows. I've had the pleasure of seeing a few of those. I know how awesome they are, but for those who maybe haven't seen these rock and blast fireworks shows, what makes them so great?
Yeah, they're essentially an expansion of the awesome fireworks show we do normally. So usually our fireworks shows last anywhere from about 12 to 15 minutes, and they're set to a musical theme. Well, Rock and Blast is just an expansion of that, usually 20 to 25 minutes or so, and it gets the scoreboard involved too. Our production team does a great job. They get creative. They incorporate all kinds of different songs. I think we've got 25 songs set for this year. And so then we incorporate the scoreboard. There's some effects on the scoreboard and the sideboards that go along with the music and the fireworks. So it's just a really cool thing that First Energy helps us put on every year, and that's set for Friday and Saturday. In fact, Andy, we have fewer than 500 tickets left for Saturday's game, so we'll probably announce a sellout here soon. So if your listeners are still interested in coming Saturday, we've also got the Jason Kipnis bobblehead. I hop on those soon, and we've sold about 32,000 tickets or so on Friday. So just a couple thousand left for Friday. Also, standing room only tickets are available now for both those games. So highly recommend acting soon if this weekend had Progressive Field in your plans.
I'm going to be there on Saturday. Can't wait for that. I know that's the Kipnis bobblehead giveaway also, so that should be an awful lot of fun. That's just the beginning of this homestand for you guys. What other promotions do you guys have going on this homestand? I mean, obviously it starts out with a bang with those two incredible fireworks shows, and then you've got the Kipnis bobblehead on Saturday. What other promotions do you guys have going on this extended stay at home coming up?
Yeah, these summer weekends are really where we really load up the promotion schedule. So Friday, we have Rock and Blast, Sugar Dale Dollar Dog Night, $2 Miller Lights in the right field district from 5 to 7. Pregame, we've got baseball stirrup socks on Friday for 10,000 fans. And all weekend long also is KeyBank hassle-free weekend. And people ask us what that is when they hear about it. Basically, what KeyBank does is they come in and they just give fans stuff all weekend long at random, just surprise and delight them, and it's awesome. They post up in one of the parking lots close to Progressive Field. They pay for parking. They deliver food. They deliver merchandise. They do all kinds of great stuff. So that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Saturday, as we mentioned, is Rock and Blast again, and it's also the Kipnis bobblehead. And Sunday, we've got a big day with Slider's birthday. So the kiddos will have an especially great time at the ballpark on Sunday with all kinds of good stuff for Slider. We're close to 30,000 tickets sold Sunday also. So if the families and moms and dads that are listening right now late in the workday are interested in a great day for kids, Sunday is the day to do it.
That's really awesome. Great, great stuff. It's great to see those attendance numbers back up again. I mean, getting over 30,000 every game this weekend, that really is cool stuff. You guys have some interesting things planned moving forward as well. I read earlier today the Lou Boudreaux statue to be unveiled on August 5th. What kinds of details can you share with us on that?
Yep. Well, let's see. We'll add a fifth statue, rather. Lou Boudreaux will actually go outside the gate at Progressive Field. Jim Thome is actually coming inside Progressive Field. So outside it'll be Feller, Dobie, and now Boudreaux starting August 5th. A lot of people, you know, they know the name, but they don't know a lot about him. So we had our historian put together some incredible facts and figures in the top 10 and in all kinds of Indians franchise history leaderboards. Very successful player manager and just a great name to have in our history. So we'll unveil his statue on the 5th, and fans at that game will also get a replica statue. So it will be a fun day to recognize kind of a piece of our history that maybe some fans don't know a whole lot about.
Joel, I got to ask you, I keep seeing on the Facebook, on the Twitter feed, that the Indians player baseballs keep popping up. It seems the new one's there every time I look around. But do you have the inside track? Do you know if anybody coming up next? Are the guys planning on making anybody?
Well, Cookie teased on his Instagram account last week that there was a Jason Kipnis version in the works. So I would assume that you'll see that those guys start to work on that here while we're out in San Francisco. We're going to announce actually this week, guys, our annual social media night is coming up in August, and how we're going to program that this year is our fans are actually going to have a chance to design their own player baseball, with the winner having the chance to throw out the ceremonial first pitch that night. That's August 22nd, and actually more details on that will be coming out later this week.
Very, very nice. I'm looking forward to that. That should be a lot of fun, no question about it. Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians, our guest, thanks to Avon Brewing Company. All right, something happened over the All-Star break that needs to be discussed. It was very, very cool. Well, Tito didn't exactly get to manage the All-Star game. However, he still caught some baseball during that All-Star break. He watched some 12U baseball. Give us an idea as to how this story kind of developed with him visiting that 12U Little League baseball game between Avon and Talmadge.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. No matter how bad the messages are in our Facebook messages, I always try to make sure I read them, and for good reason, because I discover stuff like that. So we just had a mom from the Talmadge team that was out in Avon that night taking in the game, had messaged us that, Terry Francona stopped by and watched our son play baseball. And, you know, I don't know if he was out there supporting one of our coaches, sons or daughters that was playing in that game, or, you know, I know a number of our coaches live out on the west side in Lorain County. So I don't know the exact circumstances around it, but sure enough, there's Terry Francona at a 12U baseball game in Avon, taking pictures with the teams afterwards. And what a treat that was. I know he was, he's feeling a little bit better, so he probably wanted to get out of a stuffy apartment here downtown. And some 12-year-olds out in Lorain County got the thrill of a lifetime as our skipper watched them play.
Yeah, that's got to be really awesome. I mean, I think back to being 12 years old, I'm not even sure what I would have done if I knew a big league manager was watching me. I was garbage to begin with when I was playing, but I would have been even more nervous and probably would have struck out six times more if I knew a big league manager was watching. But, boy, what a thrill for those kids. That really, really is cool stuff.
Struck out six times? You mean like in the celebrity softball game?
Right, because you see that number continues to go up. I think I'm like 0 for 104 now. So
only six, yeah, I was going to say. Only I think six. It was like 38 or something by the time it came done. Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure we were, on the same page there. That's all.
Right, right. You asked Tim Granton. He was the guy watching it. He completely whiffed when it came to seeing the only time I did anything even remotely productive offensively. He somehow turned away and missed that. Not quite sure how, but regardless. We're going to cut you loose on this, my friend. It is our poll question of the day. Would you rather be a famous singer, famous actor or actress, or a famous athlete? See, I've heard you sing before, so you already kind of are a famous singer. I think if I'm not mistaken, I think at Columbia Courts, there's actually a record. You're still the best singer in the history of Columbia Courts.
Well, I guess the actor, actress, there's so little physical risk, unless you're like doing your own stunts. I suppose that would be a big plus for the actor side, because they're you're not damaging your body, you're not damaging your head or your brain or anything like that. So I suppose I'd have to go with that, simply based on the fact that my long-term health risks are much less than they would be being an athlete, right?
Yeah, that's a great way of looking at it. I think there's no wrong answer to this. That's the beauty of it. There's so many so many different ways of twisting it.
Sure.
Well, cool stuff. Joel, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. We appreciate you adjusting to our schedule and coming on Monday. But thanks for coming on as always, and we'll do it again next week.
You got it, guys. Let's get a win tonight, all right?
Absolutely. All righty. Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.